Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY with your regular Thursday co-hosts, Jim and Jack. There you are, Jim.
Good morning, Jack. We're sort of a little bit discombobulated because it's such a beautiful morning out there.
I know. Yeah, we've been, I loved my bike ride in this morning. It was beautiful. I've been looking both ways coming down those new two-way streets, which are still taking some getting used to, but it's nice. It's great to come down. For me, it's great to be able to turn on Church Street and go the wrong way, right down to First Street.
We have mm-hmm. to discard our old habits. If I can say a little bit of caution, it happened to me this morning with the new traffic patterns. When you are heading east on Cedar, and you come to First Avenue, there's that sharp right. There's a crosswalk right there. And I think, first of all, pedestrians should be alert that a car can come around that corner from Cedar onto First, as well as vehicles need to really slow down. I nearly I don't want to say I nearly got hit, but I think I surprised the person going east on Cedar. I got a cup of coffee at Cedar Street Bridge, and the vehicle was sort of surprised to see me beginning to walk. And especially since we have so many pedestrians during the summer here in Sandpoint with tourists as well as locals, just simply be cautious with the new traffic patterns, both pedestrians and drivers.
Did you catch the plates, Jim?
No, I didn't. But where should we say they were from? They were from California. They were people from California. Right. No, we shouldn't say.
Well,
that.
I wonder if it's a local or a tourist, because it does seem like if you've never been here before, the streets are laid out perfectly normal, just a bunch of two-way streets.
Except the crosswalk works when it's one way, the traditional
right.
one way going north on First Avenue. But, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying, everybody, be cautious out there. We want you all around for a long time tuning into 88.5 KRFY.
That's exactly right. I have the weather report up in front of me, which I think we're all curious about, although it's been rather inaccurate these last few days.
Where has this rain come from? I mean, I love it.
Yeah, it's been, I've enjoyed it myself, but it has been, I have had to kind of run out and make sure everything's put away and there's nothing that's going to rust out in the yard several times in the last week or so. Today, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees today, mostly clear tonight and down to 54. Tomorrow is a sunny day with a high near 83 degrees. Calm wind becoming southwest around 6 miles an hour in the afternoon tomorrow. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low around 56 and a light south wind. And then on Saturday, mostly sunny and highs near 84 degrees. Mostly clear on Saturday night, coming into Sunday when it's going to be sunny and 83. Monday, sunny and 83, and then it's the 4th of July and looks like more of the same.
Can you believe that this is the last Thursday in June? Whoosh.
I cannot.
Boy, where did June go by? But
it's unbelievable.
Heading into a busy fourth weekend. And speaking of busy, we have two very busy people with us this morning, Karen Bowers and Dino Walls. And they are here to talk about, oh, by the way, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, guys.
Oh, I like that. Here to talk about the Charlie Packard Memorial Tribute Concert scheduled for August 9th here in Sandpoint. And let's start with Karen to give a little bit of, move us through the memorial tribute to Charlie on February 26th and the genesis behind how we end up with the concert.
Okay, well, Charlie passed on February 16th. And we knew we needed to have a memorial celebration, soon. So we got the Panetta Theater. And at the same time, what we were doing was thinking that we would have a summer one because all of his family and friends live all over the United States. It was the dead of winter, and they would not be able to make it out. So we thought we need to have a summer one as well. And at that time, I was thinking, oh, we'd have it out in the country at a friend's spread like Dan Shook's, and we'd have a big potluck, lots of music. And that's what I was envisioning under the sun. And but that very evening of the memorial, I believe both of Charlie's sons, or two of them anyway, Mason and Jesse, spoke with Dino, and Dino had this other idea that perhaps we would have a memorial tribute, another one, at with the festival at Memorial Field. And so that's basically how it came about. Took me a little bit of, wait a second, I've got my little ego was, I want it this way. And then it hit me, what a fantastic idea.
Indeed. And the other secret information is that it's also Karen's birthday that night, which is pretty cool. It's going to be a wonderful birthday present from beyond.
Whose idea was it to make the proceeds from this concert be for a music scholarship for a person from Bonner County who is majoring in music?
Well, and they actually don't have to be majoring in music. They just have to be someone who wants music. I mean, wants to be a performer and wants to be a songwriter. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to necessarily be going on to college. They could use the scholarship proceeds even for a new instrument, or you know, for something that would matter to their music and what they want to do. And it's not based on need either, or it's not based on grades. You know, a lot of these scholarships cut out some of the kids who may not be, you know, the top scholars, but they have a passion for the arts and a passion for music. So that was really important to Charlie's sons and to Karen too.
Yeah.
So it was our book club, the Sandpoint Book Babes, that came up with the idea for the scholarship. And it was one night when we were meeting, and we just thought, what a fabulous idea if we could kind of get this going. And then we let it be known at the memorial, and the funds just poured in for the scholarship, and we want it to be sustainable for many, many years to come. And so that's why this concert, and who knows, maybe it'll be an annual event. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh yeah.
Can we throw something out there? There are many people visiting during the summer who do not live here. A little bit of background on Charlie and his role in the community as a musician, songwriter, and as a personality.
Wow. Karen, you obviously have a much more closer perspective, but for me, he was one of the first names I heard when I moved here 18 years ago as a musician. But the other thing, that the reason why this scholarship is so fitting, is because so many musicians have said that they have been mentored by him. He was a huge mentor to many young musicians in this. And that's why so many people were that he touched jumped at the chance to perform at this concert as a thank you, I think, to him for mentoring them. But he also was somebody who married very many people. A lot of people were married.
He was a minister?
He was.
Oh, my goodness. He married over 2,000. Not people, but weddings.
Couples.
Weddings.
Yeah, couples.
Here in the area?
Yes.
And if I may say so, he married Ted Bowers and I, and we were his first wedding.
Isn't that ironic, buddy?
Yeah. And that's where we met him.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
How paths cross.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
You know, we have the coming up, the concert on your birthday, and then Charlie is the, you two are the first two that Charlie marries.
Right.
Let's talk more about the events. What will the event be like?
Well, I think it's going to be an absolutely fantastic night at the festival. It is going to be locals night at the festival. And, you know, more and more these days, I've talked to you guys about how sometimes it's frustrating for me if I'm not allowed to pick an opening, you know, a local opening band for a group, because more and more of these nationally touring groups bring along their own support. And like for this year on the festival season, for example, there's really only one local band, and that's Bitadat opening for B-52s. And so what's wonderful is I really love to showcase local talent. Mm-hmm. And this is all about that night. It's a who's who. I mean, I'll let Karen tell you who she invited, people to say, hey, do you want to perform? And the response she got was absolutely fantastic. And it's multi-generational. We have young performers. We have performers who've been around for many years, who performed with Charlie over the years. Then we have younger musicians who he mentored. So why don't you mm-hmm. name a few, Karen?
Okay. Well, I just want to say that it was so difficult to choose because this town and this whole area, county, North Idaho, has so many incredible musicians, as everyone out there knows. And I had to, first of all, I had to think of, okay, who are the ones that he was closest to, that he knew, that he sang with, that know his songs and know him intimately. And even with the thought of choosing those people, there were so many that I wasn't able to go after. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we could have another concert next summer and not use any of those that are coming up.
That are coming this year.
Yeah. Excuse me. So what we're going to do is we're going to open with the Packard Boys, which includes his house band, and that is Del Rey and Frank Moore, and then his three sons, Jesse, Buck, and Mason, and probably most assuredly Maggie, his granddaughter. So there's seven in the Packard Boys.
Is Ray Allen in there too?
Yeah, Ray
okay,
Allen.
Ray,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and Del Goff.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be opening the show, and they will be closing the show. And I think that's apropos in the way it should be. Thank you. And then it's just a whole list of who's who in Sandpoint as far as music goes. Most of these people know him very well. They've known him, maybe the younger ones not, but a lot of the younger ones, like he coached baseball. You know, and things like that, you know. And so we decided that really we shouldn't just have the old timers, but we should mix it up with others. So shall I just talk about some of them? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Bridges Home, that's Dave and Tammy and Paul Gunter and Beth Peterson, Tommy Newbell, and he'll have Sheldon and Robbie backing him up. Sorry. Neighbor John, Dennis and Carol Coates, the Shook Twins, mm-hmm. John Craigie, and then they will also be playing together. We'll have Truck Mills, Jacob Robin, Ken McGinnis, Michael Wagner, and John Stoll, Justin Lantrip, and
the two Justins, I call them Justin Landis and Justin Lantrip.
And actually, Justin Landis will be playing with the Shooks and John Craigie. So, and then Harold's IGA, Ben and Katie, and that's pretty much the lineup right now.
Wow.
And I think
it's gonna be huge, isn't it?
3 hours plus.
Yes. And you know, you asked what this concert would look like, and I think it's gonna feel like the festival, but it's gonna feel like more intimate, like a locals festival. The gates will open at 6 and the music will start at 7. And as Karen said, we think it'll be about 3 hours, but you know, also people are gonna want to talk, and as we say in Hawaii, talk story about yeah. Charlie and what he meant to them. And we'll have some of the food booths will be open, probably not all of them, all 13, but probably half of them. We'll have one bar open. We'll still have our volunteers there helping at the front gate. Chairs will be free. People just need to take them and stack them afterwards. And so it'll be kind of festival light.
Will the food court be open?
yeah, I think about half of them will be open. So, you know, we're kind of letting that be up to them. So maybe all of them, who knows? I mean, people are excited about this event. And I have to say thanks to the city of Sandpoint and to specifically to Shelby, Mayor Shelby Rongstad, for giving us permission to do this, because in our lease, it says that the mayor is allowed to grant us one extra special event during the time that we are there at Memorial Field. And so we asked him if he would consider that, and he said yes. So he's very excited about it too. And the great thing too is it's only $20.
Yeah.
It's $20, and that it includes tax, includes the city parks fee, all baked into that $20. And because we want people to just be able to plunk down a 20 and come on in. And tickets are going to go on sale tomorrow. So we were kind of making this announcement today, and tickets will go on sale tomorrow. And people can go to the festival at sandpoint.com, to our website. You can call the festival at 265-4554, or come on by. Our festival office is at 525 Pine Street, right next to the community garden and across from Melody Muffler. And I've heard back from Evans Brothers that they are going to be selling the tickets, and we're going for a couple of other local outlets to sell those tickets too. So we're hoping everyone's going to come on out. I bet you can. Considering how many people went to the Panada in February.
Yeah, that was packed.
It was packed. I think we're going to have a really nice crowd out there.
And I would like to add that all the musicians that are playing will be singing Charlie's tunes, because he's got over 1,000 songs.
A big catalog.
He's a huge catalog, and we thought it was only appropriate that's what they would be singing. So it's a night of Charlie Packard songs, yes, as well.
And speaking of Charlie tunes, we've got one queued up, if I'm not mistaken. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY, The Morning Show with Jim and Jack, and we have with us Dino Wall and Karen Bowers, and we're talking about the Charlie Packard Memorial Tribute Concert, August 9th, a Wednesday. What do we have queued up, Jack?
I got Gimme an Old Gal queued up, which I think is how you're starting the concert. Is that what you said?
That's
well?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's a classic.
It's my favorite.
Here's Charlie Packard. I believe this is from Cider Mountain Serenade. I don't remember if this is his solo version or with a few backing musicians. We're going to find out. It's called Gimme an Old Gal.
Says I'm the first, I take one who thinks I'm the last. I don't want a sweet thing talking about the future, and give me a gal who's got a past. Someone who knows how, someone who shows how, and never locks her door. Give me an old gal, been around the block before. I don't want a schoolgirl drinking Dubonnet on the rocks, no telling where she's never been. I take a lady hanging around the docks, waiting for a ship to come in. Someone who knows how, someone who shows how, never locks her door. Give me an old gal, been around the block before. She knows how to treat a man, and I never ask her what she wouldn't do. She always says I can. Someone who knows how, someone who shows how, and never locks the door. Give me an old gal, been around the block. I take an old gal, been around the block before.
That was Charlie Packard. Give Me an Old Gal. And that you are listening to The Morning Show with Jim and Jack on 88.5 KRFY. We're here with Karen Bowers and Dino Wall, executive.
And neither one is an old gal.
Hey.
I just have to say that.
I was just saying, I like that song more and more every year.
And I think he wrote it for me.
Yeah.
Before he knew me.
The adjective old does not apply to you,
That's
Karen.
That's for sure.
Trust me. We're here talking about the Charlie Packard Memorial Tribute Concert, August 9th.
Indeed. And I was going to ask Dino, this is not the first time that you've done a Wednesday concert. It's the first time in my memory, but
yeah,
I haven't been here
When I first came here, my first year was 1999 with the festival. They did used to do shows on Wednesdays, and then they stopped. And then we decided to kind of, like, when we had an anniversary, like a 20th or a 25th, and we would do things, fun things, special things on Wednesday nights. Like, we had a movie night one time, and it was a Crossroads, you know, Eric Clapton Crossroads Guitar Festival. And we did, like, different kind of celebrations and fun things, but it's been a really long time. I mean, I think it's probably been 8 or 9 years since we've done anything on a Wednesday night. And I just think it's really special. And I think it's a really great opportunity for locals to come and experience the festival in an affordable and meaningful way and celebrate somebody that I think pretty much everybody who lives here knew Charlie, you know, and was the benefit of his, you know, talent and his kindness. And I think it's going to be a really sweet night at the festival.
I know it will be.
Yeah.
Charlie was a local, you'd call him a local legend, I guess, but he didn't, like a lot of us, didn't come from here, wasn't born and raised here. Karen, where'd he come from?
Well, he was born and raised in Kansas, and he came to Southern California a couple of times. He came with his dad, and then he went back, and he landed in Laguna Beach, basically. He moved around, too, but Laguna Beach was pretty much it, and that is where he met Tom Newbell, Dennis and Carol Coates. I'm trying to think who else at that time came up, but it was the early 70s. And I think the Coates came up first, and then they told their friends down there in Laguna that you got to come up here and see this. So I think it was 73 when Charlie came up, and he's been here since then.
And the music scene has not been the same with his arrival.
That's so true.
This is going to occur on August the 9th, beginning at 6 o'clock, and tickets are available once again, Dino, where?
Yeah, people can get tickets at festival@sandpoint.com. They can also get tickets by calling 265-4554, and they can come by the festival office at 525 Pine Street in downtown Sandpoint, right by the community garden and across from Melody Muffler. And Evans Brothers Coffee will have them, and this is starting tomorrow. We will have the tickets on sale Friday. And June 30th.
And this is so good on so many levels, not only celebrating Charlie and his music and everything that he was, but also it's a chance to get together with like-minded people and around good music, local and regional talent. Plus, the upshot of all of this is the scholarship, the music scholarship for a Bonner County student. That's just absolutely wonderful. It's a home run on so many levels.
Well, and it should be mentioned that all of these performers are performing for free for the benefit of this cause. So I think that is really speaks to Charlie, too, his legacy, that people were jumping at the chance to perform in his honor.
And we also want to thank the festival people, because there's going to have to be the lighting, the people
yes.
who do the boards, all these different things. The festival is rallying and coming around on an extra night, because Lord knows with the regular nights of the festival, you want to use the days in between to collapse.
Well, and that is true. I did kind of well, we're thinking about having another show. But it's so funny because, you know, production manager Dave Nygren and Paul Gunter, who's also performing that night, who's our site manager, They didn't even hesitate a minute. You know, it is, it's definitely extra work for them, but they thought, of course, we want to do this. But like I said, it's also, it's going to be acoustic. Everything's going to be acoustic. It's not going to be one of these big, loud evenings. So the neighbors won't probably, you know, hear anything. Or, you know, it's like,
hopefully they'll enjoy it.
They'll enjoy it if they do. It's going to be a more mellow evening than a normal festival evening.
Sort of laid back.
Yes, laid back.
Festival
casual.
Festival light.
Festival light.
Festival
exactly.
Light.
Exactly.
That is Wednesday, August the 9th. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $20, and one can pick them up at a variety of places, and also at the door.
That's right. People can come up. We'll be selling them at the door. The box office will open at 5.
Okay.
So an hour before the doors open, the box office will open. The new box office out there.
Oopie doobie.
Yeah, it's pretty fancy stuff.
I noticed.
There.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
What a difference.
This will be exciting to have the new venue in one sense. But also people can bring the usual blankets.
Oh, yes.
And coolers.
Yep.
And just sit back and enjoy.
People can bring their own food and beverage if they like.
Will the bar be open?
Yes, we'll have one bar open.
Okay.
We have two bars out there, and we'll have Conlin's open. There's Conlin's and Lakeside.
Charlie Packard played once he got up here, as far as I know, whenever I saw him, he was mostly playing acoustic music and the kind of music we heard earlier. But he actually started, or there is out there, I don't have it, but there's an old, he was in an acid rock band called Charlie D and Milo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. It's a cool-looking album cover, very kind of...
Is it vinyl?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not out on CD?
I was just looking online, and it seems like maybe it's been... You can get a CD copy now. I don't know. I don't know what the story is.
Yeah. One more time, what was the name of the band?
Charlie D and Milo. And they've got a self...
Charlie D,
well,
period?
Charlie's middle name is... Dennis, and he went by Charlie D for a long time.
Charlie Dennis. I had not heard the Dennis part.
Yeah,
Charlie D.
And the Milos. Should we play another Charlie cut and then slide on over to talking about the festival? But one more time, the Charlie Packard Memorial Tribute Concert, August 9th, with an incredible lineup. It'll be Wednesday, 6 o'clock. The gates open 5 o'clock. The ticket booth opens, and the concert will run from 7 to 10.
Our curfew is 11, so we can
could
let
be there till Thursday.
But I understand that Karen and Jesse is going to kind of be the MC and make sure people don't ramble on too much, right?
Yeah.
He's going to have the hook.
His son Jesse will MC the show, which is another wonderful thing that's happening.
Mm-hmm. And Karen will have her usual cattle prod, move people off the stage. And no, I'm just kidding.
She's going to sit back and enjoy.
Absolutely. Karen, thank you so much. What do we have lined up for the music break before we come back with Dino to talk about the festival? Karen, thank you so much for looking so summery. Too bad the radio is not a visual medium. I mean, doesn't she look summer?
Yes, it's that wonderful color of yellow.
Beautiful.
It is so my pleasure to be here. I thank you so much.
Well, it's good
for
to have
this
you.
And letting the whole community know.
Absolutely. And, we'll continue to do that.
And it should be noted that Charlie performed on the festival stage more than once, and everyone enjoyed seeing him. So his spirit will certainly be present that night.
I have Shaken My Bag queued up by Charlie Packard, which is kind of a fun little song. But we have a couple envelopes here.
We do.
We can just tease that. We don't have to do it right now, but it does look like Dino brought presents.
I brought some presents. I brought some tickets.
We'll talk more about that later. Yeah, we can talk more about that. Stay tuned. That you may have a chance to win some tickets to the festival. Listening to KRFY this morning. Here's Charlie Packard again with Shaking My Bag.
She keeps shaking my bag around town.
shaking my bag around town. She keeps shaking my bag, shaking my bag, shaking my bag around town. And I'm just spreading my juice around town, spreading my juice around town, spreading my juice. I'm just spreading my juice, spreading my juice around town. They got a brand new traffic light on the way to Hope, and got nothing to give but cheap jobs and dope. When you settle for less, you make cake out of soap, and your soul strolls away like the actor in a play who never has to pay for all his glory. She keeps shaking my bag around town, shaking my bag around town, shaking my bag, shaking my bag, keep shaking my bag around town. They got a brand new traffic light on the way to Hope, got nothing to give but cheap jobs and dope. When you settle for less, you make cake out of soap, and your soul strolls away like the actor in a play who never has to pay for all of his glory. She keeps shaking my bag around town, shaking my bag around town. She keeps shaking my bag, shaking my bag, keep shaking my bag around town.
That was Charlie Packard all by himself, off an album, came out in 1995 called Naked. And you're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5.
And we're not naked.
No, we're fully clothed.
We're fully clothed. One of the things people sometimes think, that when we play a tune, we're just sitting here, just which we are, listening to the music. But oftentimes we chat. And one of the things we chatted about is Karen says, I've got some Charlie Packard CDs that as a giveaway. And so we've invited Karen back again to come back on August 3rd. I know that's like a month ahead, on a Thursday, and that'll be the Thursday before the Wednesday of the concert, and we'll make more Charlie talk, encourage everybody to attend, and we'll have some Charlie CDs as giveaways, generously donated by Karen. Yay! Oh,
very cool.
You mentioned Karen during the break there, that he sounded so young. What you did, that was 20 years ago, 22 mm-hmm. years ago or whatever. The older he got, I thought the better his voice got. To my ear anyway, I thought he was such a he had so much texture in his voice.
Yeah, his voice definitely got lower and more gravelly and a lot more character.
But it sounded so cool.
But it's fun to listen to him with his younger voice too.
Yeah, I know.
It's cool how people's voices evolve.
Yeah.
Over the years.
It is. And some people become unrecognizable and unlistenable as they age, but Charlie just got better. Just got more character. You could hear every mile of gravel road he ever went down.
That's true.
The last song I have queued up here, which we won't play right now, is called "Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em," and it's a longer tune, but that's my favorite song, I think, of his. Are you liking that one?
Well, I'm liking it, but no one's singing it yet.
Oh, really?
In the summer, so there is one person yet to come up with a song. I would suggest that one.
Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em.
Yeah,
I love that tune. Yeah, and I think that's maybe of the recordings that we have, that's maybe my favorite vocal performance of his. He really uses that vocal instrument pretty well. Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Jack and Jim. I'm Jack. That's Jim. And Dinah Wall is here from the festival at Sandpoint. Karen Bauer's sticking around. And nice to have her company as well.
Always and, nice.
Yes. Yeah.
We are talking about, we have been talking about the Charlie Packard Memorial coming up on August 9th, which is right in between the two weekends
of the festival. And we're calling it 7B Stars, because they're the stars of 7B.
Oh, that's lovely.
sweet.
Yeah.
And, but we also have more to talk about the festival.
We do.
You have a couple of envelopes there.
I do.
Very, very exciting.
Yes.
Which we'll get to in a minute. But big changes going down at Memorial Field. And now, are they all done?
No, they're not. No. You know, they did finish. You know, they needed to have the grandstands ready for the graduation that happened earlier in June, and it was. But yet, all of the entryway and that kind of thing wasn't quite done yet, but they're working fast and furiously to get that all done. And I know that our production manager went down there. I've been down there checking it out. We just, you know, we're going to have to reposition certain things, but we're excited about it. There's 500 more seats out there. And so, you know, our capacity is that much bigger. So we can sell more tickets for some of these shows. And we were able to go after a couple artists that we normally wouldn't be able to afford, like Jake Owen. So that was probably the biggest concert that we've had in years out there.
Are you nervous at all about them getting the work done?
I sat down with Jennifer Stapleton, who is the city manager, yesterday, and she's a very confident person, and she instills confidence in me that it'll be done.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So that's what I'm. That's my story.
Okay. You haven't had any sleepless nights yet.
No dreams of, like, somehow, you know, people walking up there and then there's no pathway in or something. No. And I think it'll be okay. I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
Just a hole right in front of the main gate.
Yeah. No. I have not had that dream yet.
Well, good.
That's good.
I haven't looked closely, but I know. What I've seen of it driving by, it looks like they're coming right along. Mm-hmm. The festival runs from the Wind to the Wind this year?
August 3rd is our first night, and I should say that is the first ticket little packet I have here. I have two tickets to Pink Martini, and that is opening night on Thursday, August 3rd. And the last time Pink Martini was here, which was about 7 years ago, I think, it was the top-selling Thursday show we'd ever had, but it was on the second Thursday. And this time, opening night, and it's an evening with, which means there is no opening act. They just like to do two long sets with an intermission. We will have Pink Martinis out there, little Cosmos out there in light up glasses, and also classic martinis for those purists out there. And it's going to be a really wonderful opening night with Pink Martini.
They're from... What can you tell me about them? They're from Portland.
Portland, yes. Yeah. Okay. I mean, well, it's funny that the two people that started it, they were at Harvard together, believe it or not, and they used to play music in the basement of their dorms, China Forbes and Tom Lauderdale, the music director, and they were back east for a while, and then he moved out to Portland, and I think he said to her, "Hey, I've got this little orchestra." That's what I call them. They're like a little orchestra. Mm-hmm. There's about 14 of them on stage, and they're just so eclectic that I don't even know how to describe them.
And they're multilingual.
Oh, yes, that's exactly right. I think she sings in about 16 different languages. I mean, some of the songs are in Japanese and some are in French, and just, it's a lot of fun.
It's a wonderful evening.
Yes, yes.
If they're anything like they were when they were here before.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But they, you know, they're kind of the pride of Portland. They definitely, that's their home base. And
second only to Powell's Bookstore.
That's right. another of my favorite places to
go.
You
and me both, dear.
Yeah.
Should we play a Pink Martini and give away two tickets?
We sure can.
Okay, we're going to play a song by Pink Martini. I'll let Jack choose it. And then we'll take the third caller to 208-265-2992 once the music begins for two tickets to Pink Martini at the Festival of Sandpoint this summer. The number is 208-265-2992. 800-282-9992. We need to turn the ringer on once the music starts. And that was good. The click you heard. Okay.
All right.
What are we going to play?
Get ready. Get set.
I pulled up a song called Lily. How's that?
It's fine.
Just a short little tune.
Perfect.
You probably know it.
Yes. Yep. Yes, I do.
Okay. I think it's in our Autos Eclectic Mix, actually. Yeah. Okay. That number again.
Get your dancing shoes on. It's kind of a fun little jig.
265-2992. What did we say? The first caller?
Third caller.
Excellent.
That's higher math.
I'll be on the phone
doing
my best.
You can use my fingers.
Okay. Here's Pink Martini. Two tickets to give away at 265-2992. Thanks for listening to the KRFY Morning Show. For copyright reasons, we can't reproduce protected music on the podcast edition of The Morning Show. But feel free to tune in live at 8 a.m. at 88.5 on your radio dial, or listen anywhere in the world by streaming us through our website, krfy.org. If you listen live, you can hear the full program, including musical breaks. While you're visiting krfy.org, consider tapping that donate button and help keep KRFY providing unique, quality radio in North Idaho. Thanks for your support. We now return to the show. It's Pink Martini on 88.5 KRFY. You are listening to The Morning Show.
You're a good dancer. Jim was dancing around the studio.
I'm also getting ready for the B-52s the next night.
Oh, yeah.
But I do want to say that we want to thank everyone who called in, and we do have two more tickets to give out.
Yes.
So please call back again, and we would appreciate if the person who called in and got the Pink Martini tickets, that would be Connor Bransky. Thank you so much for calling
in. Yay, Connor. Yay.
Caller number three, and we've got two more tickets. Thank you so much for the support. And I want to thank on the air Donna Wall and the festival at Sandpoint, board, staff, volunteers, everyone for doing such a bang up job. And thank you for the two tickets. That's really important.
Absolutely. That's going to be fun. And we have two more.
For the next weekend. Let's talk about the first weekend.
Okay.
And then we can shift over to the second weekend, have people let their fingers rest from dialing.
That's right.
Oh, they don't do that anymore. They just hit a button, don't they?
Oh, that's true. Think about when you used to have to dial really fast on the rotary phone.
And then you'd hold the last digit. You'd hold the last digit, you know, until...
Okay, let it go. Yeah. I remember that. Oh my gosh, we're showing our age there. Jack has no idea what we're talking about, Jim.
That is not true. I have used a rotary phone, and I love a rotary phone.
You do?
Yeah.
Are they coming back?
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't used one in years. But up at my grandparents' cabin.
Oh, they had
in the
rotary.
Telephone closet. They did have
the telephone closet. I love it. Yeah. That's awesome.
It was like it was like a phone booth, and that was the only. Phone and even in
telephone
the age of
closet.
Even after cell phones were around, you couldn't get reception up there for a while. So everyone and you were waiting till 9 o'clock or whenever the rates got cheap, and then go up and call your mother and use the old rotary phone.
Cool.
Very cool. The old Western Electric Model 500 rotary phone in olive green.
Love it.
We are here with Dino Wall from the festival at Sandpoint, and time is getting short to some extent. We can talk more about this next time you're in, but have you determined who's going to be on Festival Street this year? What restaurants are coming?
Oh, yes. Gosh, I'm going to try to remember this all. Arlo's will be out there. Angels Over Sandpoint will be out there with the Forest Bird Charter School doing baked potatoes. Babs is going to be out there, and she's actually going to do pizza this year. Normally, she does the garlic knots because the Bulldog Band Boosters do pizza, but they're not going to be on there this year. They're taking a year off. We also have Sandpoint Curry in a Hurry for the first time ever out there.
Oh, they've been on at the farmer's market down there.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. There's a couple of really great food trucks there that are coming to the festival too. The Edelwagon. Have you had any of those homemade sausages? And oh my gosh.
I'm trying not to.
Fantastic.
I know, they're delicious.
Fantastic.
Totally delicious.
Yeah, and they're doing some like it's a kimchi pulled pork sandwich, and oh my gosh. And then there's Let's see, Old Tin Can is the other food truck that is going to be out there doing like gourmet burgers. Jupiter Jane will be out there. And of course, the Panada Ice Cream Booth and Evans Brothers Coffee. Dish at Dover Bay, that buffalo meatloaf. He wanted to try like some new menu items. And we're like, you can do a new menu item, but you have to do the buffalo meatloaf. That's
it.
Like,
it is incredible. Yeah. I've had that before.
Yeah. And then North Idaho Fish and Chips. Everybody loves the North Idaho Fish and Chips. They'll be out there too. So that I think that's most of them that I can remember off the top of my head. It's just a really great eclectic lineup of food. And people really do care about the food as much as they do about the music. They'll plan out, oh, I'm going to eat here this night, then I'm going to eat here this night. And, you know, it's a fun thing.
I love the ticketing arrangement now, or the, you know, you get in line in the morning, you take a number,
yep,
and then you don't have to sit there in line all day.
Yes.
Is that still going on?
That is still going on. So basically, you know, we will give out the first numbers around 8 o'clock in the morning, and the line, we changed the line from last year from the front of the venue back to the back of the venue, and people really like it because it's a nice path. You're right on the lake. There's one line for the sponsor and patron numbers and one line for the general admission numbers, and there's nice green grass, and you're kind of right there by Lakeview Park. And then we give out a second set of numbers later on. That ensures your place in line. Then you just come, you know, before the show, and everybody kind of makes room, and you have your number. So then you don't have to sit around all day and guard your place in line. And we give out numbers up to, I think, about 300.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, by the way, sitting in line there.
People have formed friendships back there, mm-hmm. You know,
bonded.
Yeah, the people enjoy it. It's fun.
Well, that is Pink Martini on August 3rd, kicking off the festival. Mm-hmm. And then we head into the big dance. Well, we have a dance concert each weekend, mm-hmm. The B-52s on Friday night. And then on Saturday, Jake Owen. I always want to say Owens, you know, but it's Jake Owen.
Yep.
No S. On Saturday, August 5th, and then on the 6th is a family concert, The Frog Prince with the Festival Community Orchestra. And then Wednesday, the 9th, is the Charlie Packard Memorial Concert, mm-hmm. Which we're going to have Karen back on again on August 3rd. And then we head into August 10th, kicking off the second week of the festival, The Head and the Heart. And then comes, and we have two tickets to this, a little bit more about Iration and the Wailers.
Yes, Iration and the Wailers. This is a double dose of reggae. And of course, the Wailers, kind of more old school. This is Bob Marley's band, and they are fantastic. If you love Bob Marley, you're going to hear all that, all those favorites that night. And then Iration is kind of a subgroup of reggae that's started to be called Sunshine Reggae. And it's this real positive, upbeat kind of feeling, I would put Michael Franti in that category, kind of a world reggae mix. And these guys have kind of an island feel to them too, because they're all from Hawaii, actually. They're from my home state.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then
which
they,
island? Do you happen to know which island?
From Oahu. They met up again in Santa Barbara, I think, through school or something, and got together, and I love their music, and they're fabulous. One of our interns actually turned me on to them.
Cool.
And they are one of the hottest groups out there right now, hottest young reggae groups. And so the two of them together, having Iration first and then the Wailers.
What an evening.
Oh my gosh, it is going to be fantastic.
Briefly, can you talk about what it means to have a dance concert, not only with B-52s, but now with Iration and the Wailers? What does a dance, for somebody who might not know what a dance concert is,
yeah,
at the festival?
Well, basically, you know, the way that most people enjoy the festival concerts is to lay out a blanket and sit down and have your picnic and not really be standing for the whole show. And so most of our concerts are like that. But we do have dancing areas on the sides of the stage always for all shows. But this one, really, we create a little area in front of the stage. It's not a little area, a big area in front of the stage, where people can really enjoy a concert the way that these certain musicians intend them to, like standing, dancing, you know. And so people kind of set up their picnic areas, but it's outside of the like direct middle part, right in front of the stage. So people can still come, and a lot of people come and don't go in the dance area. They sit up in the grandstands and hang out and, you know, But for people who want to stand and enjoy the show and get up close to the stage, that's what this type of show is. And typically, the artist dictates that. If they say, hey, I don't want people just sitting there sipping on their Chardonnay. I want them up and going, yeah, and dancing in front of the stage. And so certain shows just kind of, you know, lend themselves better for this type of this type of setup. And so the B-52s, we're doing it because we know that that's going to be, I mean, everybody's going to want to be on their feet and dancing for that. And so, and of course, Iration and the Wailers and some of these young, these younger concerts targeted more at the young audience. That's how these folks are used to enjoying shows, you know, getting right up there, interacting with the artist and so forth.
I got on the old internet.
Yes, you did.
On the YouTube. And I checked out what the Wailers look like now. I mean, what kind of band they are in the post Bob Marley years, and mm-hmm. they are awesome.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, they put on a heck of a show. There is some serious showmanship and showwomanship. Is that a word?
I don't know. Okay. I like it though. I like your equal opportunity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because there is they have a female singer that mm-hmm. they throw in there sometimes. They've really taken the classic reggae tunes and it's hard to say, but they certainly sound fresh but mm-hmm. familiar.
Yes. Oh, that's good. Fresh but familiar.
Yeah. I like that. But everybody knows the Wailers. Mm-hmm. What we may not know is Iration. So I queued up an Iration tune to play while we give away these tickets.
We do. We have two tickets for this concert, Iration and the Wailers, and that show is on Friday, August 11th.
The phone number here in the studio is 265-2992. Jim's running across the hall to answer the phone right now. Oh, let's do number three again. That worked.
Magic number three. All right.
We're going to do phone caller number three at 265-2992 as soon as the music starts, which it starts right now. 265-2992. The KRFY Morning Show is available as a free download at krfy.org. You can also stream Panhandle Community Radio live from the website and find program schedules and more information about the station. While browsing krfy.org, support the station by clicking the Donate button on the right side of your screen and help keep Panhandle Community Radio commercial-free and a growing community resource. It's KRFY. That was Iration.
And we had a winner. And that was Debbie Miller up in Pendere, Idaho. Debbie, thank you so much for tuning in and supporting not only KRFY, but the festival at Sandpoint.
They're from Hawaii or Hawaii.
Hawaii. Yeah, got to get that glottal stop in.
I can't.
Is that what the apostrophe
yes,
is?
Yes,
yes. H-A-W-A-I-I.
With the apostrophe, yes, yes, exactly. Hawaii and like Molokai, and you know,
no
the way you see, yeah,
okay.
If you see that, you definitely have to.
You have to have a hesitation.
Yes, exactly.
Now, did you grow up doing that?
I did. Yeah, I was born and raised on Oahu, and that's where these guys are from. Oahu.
So, is that how you tell? Just like if you're from the inland Northwest, you can tell if somebody says Spokane or Spokane. Where they're from.
Right. Or yeah. Or like Moscow, like
oh,
Moscow
yeah.
or Moscow. You know, you kind of know yeah. If there are different ways of pronouncing them mm-hmm. when you're a local and when you're not.
So. Yeah. Boise.
I do Boise wrong. Yeah. Boise. They say it's Boise.
Okay,
there you go.
That correct. Is.
But yeah. Sandpoint is Sandpoint, although my mother always calls it Sandpoint. And
yes.
then my kids always
or
get her
write
about it.
They write it two words.
Yes, mm-hmm. then yeah, that, you that know gets, you're not from around these parts.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people put an E at the end of Sandpoint.
My grandmother does that.
There you go. That is the Wailers in Iration on August the 11th. And mm-hmm. on August 12th, a Saturday, we've got George Thorogood and the Destroyers. And on Sunday, August 13th, besides the fireworks, the grand finale, Nordic Nights with the Spokane Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gary Sheldon.
And Tien Shea, the pianist, is unbelievable. She's been here once before. She played Beethoven's Choral Fantasy. This time, she is going to play Grieg's Piano Concerto, which is one of my favorites. And she is a very, very percussive and exciting pianist. And that's going to be a really great night. And of course, the wine tasting.
I always forget compliment. About that.
Well, some people think it's a concert with a wine tasting. Some people think it's a wine tasting
with a concert. And some people just
and that's
think
okay.
It's just wine tasting,
okay.
Period. But,
yeah.
Dino, want to thank you so much for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun.
It's always fun, and it's good to have you here in the community and doing the wonderful things that you do at the festival, and thank everyone with the festival, and want to thank Karen for coming
yes,
in.
Yes, it was fun to see Karen.
And a summary, Summer Karen.
Summary Karen. And we're really excited to work with Karen on this Charlie Packard Memorial Tribute Concert, 7B Stars.
It'll be wonderful. What we're going to do is we haven't had time to do community events, so Jack and I will come in after Bird Note and do about 10 minutes of community events because this is a major big weekend. So thank you so much for tuning into The Morning Show with Jim and Jack and Dino and Karen. Have a great day, and we'll be back after Bird Note.
You are listening to the extended community events
That's
edition.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. We're going to go through some of the community events throughout this weekend, starting with today. We have Yappy Hour coming up this afternoon. Get your dog. And it's a benefit for the Panhandle Animal Shelter with live music, food, beverages available for purchase. It's going to be at Greasy Fingers Bike and Repair. And this will be from 4 to 7, free admission. Donations, of course, are welcome. It's always held on the last Thursday of the month. And if you want more information, 265-7297. And then tonight, no, not tonight, later on today, running through July 27, you can go join the Sandpoint Library and Sandpoint Parks and Recreation for STEM. That is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics in the park from 12:30 to 1:30 on Thursdays, June 29th through the 27th. Bring a lunch, and you get to do science and building projects. It's geared toward youth from first to fifth grade, but all are welcome. More information, you can call Suzanne at the East Bonner Library Youth Services, 263-6930, or Sandpoint Parks and Recreation, 263-3613. It doesn't say which park, though, does it? It says park with a capital P. I wonder where that is. Anyway, I think that is just neat to get youth involved in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So that's a good thing.
Well, were the ages listed on there?
Yes.
What'd you say that
first
was?
Grade to fifth.
First to fifth.
That is just way too neat. Then I've got a couple more Thursdays. Then I think you've got Fridays.
I do.
This is one that I think I would love as a kid. I'd love it as an adult. A magic class and magic show. Learn the art of magic and then watch a show at 2:30 p.m. That's this afternoon at the Clark Fork Library, 601 Main Street. It's free to attend, but pre-registration is required. Call 266-1321. And then my last item on Thursday is a fit and fall proof class at Cedar Hills Church on McGee Road in Ponderay. This is from 11 a.m. this morning till noon in the Selkirk wing of the church. It's a fitness class for seniors, and it's sponsored by the Panhandle Health District and is designed for older adults to improve flexibility, mobility, balance, and strength. And boy, as one ages, that's very important to develop those skills. Free and open to the public. More information, call Vicki Longini at 612-987-3802. That's a fit and fall class.
I've got the music lineup for Friday as well as other events, but I'm going to run through every musical event on Friday night before we talk about the other stuff. Here's almost all of it going on kind of in that the musical corner, the hot corner, the first in Cedar intersection. We'll think of a good name
for
that.
And where one has to make choices.
Yes.
Because so much is happening.
Over at the Beer Hall, McDuff's Beer Hall, that is, at 220 Cedar Street. Live music with Scotia Road. That's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. From Newport, Washington, Scotia Road is a four-piece family band made up of guitar, mandolin, and upright bass, mingling with the calming vocals and harmonies of the mother-daughter duo. You might just fall in love with Scotia Road, writes Sandpoint Online. Joining the fun this night is the old tin can food truck that's going to be parked at McDuff's Beer Hall. The on-site dishing will be on-site dishing up their burgers, which are pretty tasty. Free and open to the public, but you have to be 21 and up. It is a non-smoking environment, as is the 219 Lounge at 219 First Avenue. Live music with RFB, that's Right Front Burner, from 9 p.m. till midnight. Sandpoint's funk, disco, rock, and groove band. As they say, arguably the funkiest trio you'll see in the Inland Northwest. They are, they are the funkiest band in town. Years of experience shine with every glistening note. They do have the power to make any booty shake. I love the copy on this. Right Front Burner is here to help you get your groove on. They are pretty awesome.
It's a joy watching you read that and smiling all over the place.
Yes. Pizza is going to be out back by Mandela Pizza. This is 21 and up at the 219 Lounge from 9 p.m. till midnight. They are friends of this station. They were here on the last night of our recent membership drive, and they were here till long after curfew, I believe, on that night. I would say the world's most dangerous band, since nobody's claimed that title since David Letterman went off the air. Also going on down at the winery on Friday night, Tom Catmull's coming up from Missoula, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's at the winery, so you can catch that before you move on to the beer hall or the Niner. At the Idaho Poor Authority, live music from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. with Bright Moments Jazz. There is music on the bridge at the winery, the wine bar on the Cedar Street Bridge. Live music from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Free and open to the public. Call 597-6530 for more information about music on the bridge. That's all I got for Friday night for musical events.
You mentioned coming from Missoula. If I'm not mistaken, didn't you scoot over to Missoula?
Oh, Jim, I did. Jim, you know what I did last week?
What did you do last week, Jack?
On Wednesday, I let you and Carrie take over the morning show.
And thank you, Carrie. Carrie Logan,
yeah.
Just a joy to have here at the station.
I was unable to tune in. I assume you did an excellent job.
Carrie did. I don't know about me.
she always does. And you do too, Jim. But I was out of town. I went over to Missoula and saw Mr. Paul Simon perform at the Osprey Field. And it was pretty... I was very impressed.
What impressed you?
I'll tell you, first of all, I was a little nervous. Well, I wouldn't say nervous, but I wasn't sure what exactly it would be. How he's aged? He's been performing for about 50 years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, since the mid '60s with Simon and Garfunkel, and who knows what he's going to be like on stage now? And is he just going to play the new stuff? Is he going to play the hits? And anyway, he was awesome. His voice,
it's remained the same, hasn't it?
It has.
It's how big of a group of musicians did he have with him?
He had about eight. I would say an eight-piece band with him. A big band, and playing and an interesting setup, because I think he had two percussionists.
Mm-hmm.
He had he had the horn section. He had he had at least one bassist who had been with him since the Graceland album, who plays that famous...
Yeah, right.
Yeah. In the middle of Call Me Al. And when he did that on stage, that drew a tremendous applause from the audience. But Paul Simon put on a great show. I didn't know beforehand that this tour, he's donating all the proceeds to charity to, I wish I could remember the name of the environmental charity that he chose, but because going into it, you're kind of thinking, well, these tickets are a little expensive. How much money does Paul Simon need? But
I wonder that about artists on that level.
Yeah.
How much more money do they really need, and what a wonderful way to give back.
Yeah.
And I think that's tremendous. Let me ask you this, Jay. Uh-huh. You know, I'm going to a Paul Simon concert. Ooh, I'm going to a Paul Simon concert. He's got to do. And did you have one song that he's just got to do?
For me, it's Graceland. That's my favorite song.
And did he?
He did. He didn't. It saved it for the encore. I think the second encore, actually. Uh-huh. I was a little. I would have been sad if he hadn't done.
See, that's the day I'll never forget. Years ago, I attended a Sean Colvin concert, and I go, "Oh, she's just got to do." And it was Dimming of the Day. She's just got to do Dimming of the Day. She opens with it.
Uh-huh.
And for me, the rest of the concert was like,
oh
no, Sean, you know, let me build up to it, as opposed to not doing it at all. So that's one of the pitfalls about having anticipation.
Yeah.
It makes you wait.
I didn't know if he was going to do any Simon and Garfunkel, but he did. They did a full band, a different take on Mrs. Robinson. It was a groovy, different, kind of a rock
what
and
a
roll.
Catalog. Yep. What a catalog to draw from.
And then the very final song was Sound of Silence, which was just, and that was just him on the stage at that point. Just him and a guitar and the Sounds of Silence, and the stadium was filled with the voices of everyone else. And
when you have a concert experience like that, you're just lifted, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't sleep that night. I was just
Did you drive back or
no? I stayed at my brother's place in Missoula. Okay, slept on the floor and caught. Yeah, it was an excellent excellent show, and great to see that he still got it. Still crazy after all these years. He still got it after all these years. It's worth seeing if you can catch him on tour. He also played in Spokane, I think. I don't know if he's got any
other. Yes, and he
also
played in Billings before. Friends of mine went to the Billings.
There you go.
But we're still crazy about this weekend.
We are. My goodness.
On Saturday, Bayview Days, that's DAZE. Head to Bayview for the annual Bayview Days celebration, starting with a street parade. This is Saturday the 1st at 11 a.m. Later in the evening, enjoy a lighted boat parade at 9 p.m., followed by fireworks at 10 p.m. That's Bayview. There's a basic computer class at the Sandpoint Library on Saturday, 1407 Cedar Street, a weekly computer class at 8:15 a.m. Subjects rotate each week: computer basics, internet, digital library. Boy, I could go for quite a few of these topics. Microsoft Word, Microsoft Publisher. Pre-register by calling 263-6930. And you can find out more information at ebonnerlibrary.org. And the computer class is held every Saturday. And then, speaking of the library, there's the Sandpoint Friends of Library book sale that will be from 10 till 2 this Saturday at Cedar Street. Enjoy the hunt for literary treasures at wonderful prices. This is held the first Saturday of every month.
I don't think I knew that. That it was the first Saturday every month. I'm going to have to check that out.
You can find treasures.
The Sandpoint Farmers Market continues, of course. It's open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday at Farm and Park. Locally grown produce, baked goods, arts and crafts, plus live music. I don't know who's playing this week, but it's always a scene down at the Farmers Market.
A great social event every week.
It is free first Saturday at the Bonner County History Museum at 611 South Ella. Once again, it is free first Saturday, this time sponsored by Hayes Chevron in Clark Fork. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. free admission. Everyone is invited to join the museum this Saturday, July the 1st. BonnerCountyHistory.org for more information about that.
And I have a Saturday one, Beer Hall Live Music, McDuff's Beer Hall at 220 Cedar Street. Harold's IGA from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. 21 years of age only, free and open to the public, non-smoking fun and games environment. That is McDuff's Beer Hall, Harold's IGA, 7 to 10 p.m. on Saturday.
Speaking of live music, at DeLuna's Cafe, The Lark and The Loon are coming on the 1st of July. A husband and wife duo consisting of Rocky Steen Rolfson and Jeff Rolfson. At 7:30 p.m., two songwriters performing their own works alongside a studied repertoire of traditional and timeless songs. This is at De Luna's Cafe at 207 Cedar Street. More information available at 263-0846 or visit delunas.com, D-I-L-U-N-A-S.com. Also live music at the 219 on Saturday the 1st. Is that right? Saturday is the 1st.
Saturday is the 1st, 7th month of the year.
It's going to be Truck Mills and his four-piece band. Mills is a master musician who plays a wide variety of music, ranging from blues with a jazz gospel flair. Free and open to the public at the 219, 21 and older. Food out back by the Old Tin Can. 219.bar is the web address for the 219. That's kind of cool. The next events I have are on the 4th of July itself. You got some 4th events too?
I'm done with events. I just brought us to July 1st, and the rest is you, Jack.
Well, well, well. Hayden's Heart Fun Run on the 4th of July. Start your 4th of July celebration with a 5K fun run. The 6th annual Hayden's Heart Fun Run was put on by the Filling Station Youth Center in Clark Fork, and was started as a memorial to Hayden Kistler, who passed away from brain cancer in 2011 at age 13. The race generates funds for Clark Fork High School scholarships for graduating seniors who want to further their education, as well as supporting the center. The Fun Run is a family-oriented event, perfect for starting out a full day of events in Clark Fork, beginning at 7 a.m. on Main Street near Clark Fork High School. Entry includes a t-shirt, Hayden's Heart Fun Run.com. That's H-A-D-E-N-S, Hayden's Heart Fun Run.com. The Clark Fork 4th of July, as long as we're out in Clark Fork, begins at 9:30 a.m., followed by foot races, food, and raffles in the Clark Fork High School yard. At 1 p.m., the action moves to the Clark Fork ball field, beginning with an airplane drop. Coupons for snacks and drinks at local businesses are showered down over the field by a small plane. And I wonder how the wind affects that. But
it's got to.
Yeah. Well, this might be worth a trip just to see what happens out there. A watermelon eating contest, frog and turtle races, tug of war and money in the hay games, and a dunk tank all provide entertainment for the kids. Logging competitions include an axe throw, pole climb, chainsaw cutting, and two-man crosscut saw challenges. My goodness, Clark Fork, Idaho. Of course, no Independence Day celebration would be complete without a fireworks show after dark in Clark Fork. Here in Sandpoint, of course, the Sandpoint Lions Club sponsors parades downtown in the morning, stage performances, and a raffle follow at City Beach in the afternoon, and then at dusk, the fireworks begin. The downtown parade starts promptly at 10 a.m. This year's theme is It's All About Service. You can still participate in the parade. Visit sandpointlions.com to download a parade entry form or call 263-4118. If you're heading south, you can go down to Silverwood and see their fireworks extravaganza. The 4th of July at Silverwood Theme Park features patriotic music and fireworks at dusk. 208-683-3400, silverwoodthemepark.com. Kootenai River Days begin in Bonner's Ferry on July the 4th, featuring the Bull Bash, a comedy show at Kootenai River Inn, a Rotary Wine Walk, street fair, and more. There is live music at the 219 on the 4th of July. Harold's IGA will be playing beginning at 8:30 p.m. with a break to watch the fireworks show at City Beach. One of Sandpoint's favorite groups, after the fireworks break, they will help you celebrate with folk rock originals and off-the-beaten-track covers from artists like Ween, Talking Heads, and the Violent Femmes.
Ah, wow.
Yeah. That's free and open to the public. And that's all the events I have listed here for the 4th of July. I think there's more fireworks.
Everywhere.
They usually do. Yeah, they Everywhere. Usually do fireworks out in Hope. And yeah, you'll and see them all over.
Go to Sandpoint Online to find out more information about events. This has been the deluxe extended version of the KRFY Morning Show with Jim and Jack. We want to thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great weekend. I think Jack might have one more thing to say.
Well, just one more thing, because it's timely. If you're interested in going to the music conservatories at Sandpoint's theater camp, I believe you can still register. ages 8 and older. It is from 1 to 4 p.m. running from July 5th through the 14th. So that'll be next week, and I figured I might as well mention it now because you better be aware if you're interested.
No, that's very important because the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint with Karen Wiedemeyer does an excellent job, and we cannot speak highly enough of the work that she and her group and staff do over at the Music Conservatory.
That's right. The phone number is 265-4444 if you're interested in more information about this theater camp. Could be a lot of fun if you're ages 8 and up. It's time to, I think, play a little music, get into Otto's Eclectic Mix.
Let's do it.
Thank you for listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. And I am going to play that Charlie Packard tune, Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em, to begin Otto's Eclectic Mix for the day. We're Otto's from 9 to 5. And
Real quickly, tonight, Americana Backroads at 7, Live from the Divide at 8. And then I'll be doing the first hour. And my theme this hour on the folk show will be Even Numbers and Titles of Folk Songs.
Even Numbers.
Yep. I'm going to do a little bit. See, part of our mission at the radio station here is not only to entertain, but to educate. Uh-huh. And I'll give a little bit of a talk about even numbers as opposed to odd numbers, as opposed to integers, and things like that.
Oh, really? A little mathematics?
And then we move right into the music.
I see.
Okay, tonight at 9.
Well then, here's the Charlie Packard Band. The full band with Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em from 2009's Backside of a Dream. Stay tuned for Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that.